Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Again, Baker's son, a few crumbs and and the padre will recite the prayers of old.
Hello, welcome to Latino Dimes on 93.2 FM. Here we are, one more edition of beautiful program that I have, even if I say so myself, man. Anyway, what I want to tell you that this weekend has been pretty hectic and enjoyable. And beautiful, beautiful, you know, meeting up with a very gorgeous bunch of people and celebrating my compadre's birthday on the 7th, Friday the 7th, at Alexander's house. Yeah, it was a great, great, great evening, and I enjoyed myself entirely, as you, Alexander, can actually imagine. And so me enjoying myself too. Anyway, it was so good that I had to be helped to get home. Right, well, remembering our compadre, you know, me and him, we used to help ourselves to our homes. Right. And then last night it was great too, because last night we had a gathering at the El Paso restaurant, where my compadre worked last. And the welcoming at that place is always fantastic. You know, the two brothers, you know, Nassim and Wasim, they are fantastic guys, you know, and all the staff there, in fact, you know, they're all cool people and really friendly and, you know. So all these people turned up there last night, and we had a great, great, great time. We watched the documentary that was made about my compadre on his visit to Chile, and about his life. Yeah, who's like his biography. You know, filmed on film and on documentary. If you ever wanted to actually watch this documentary, I think it's available on YouTube, you know, and, well, you can find out. It's called Un Condor, Un Condor. You know, condor is our national bird, you know, in Chile. And obviously, yeah, in the south where my compadre comes from, he is the last piece of land on Earth. Then you jump from there, you get to the Antarctic. So land, that was the last piece of land. Anyway, amigos, let's start the movie. I'm still thinking about that movie, man, because it was a really, really good movie. This is about the fourth time that I've seen it, and I never get tired of watching it, because it's such a great program, you know, such a great documentary. These two fellows who from Greece, you know, they made this documentary. They were students, you know, Sheffield film students. And they decided to do this project, you know, on my compadre, because my compadre's life was really, really interesting, you know, since he was a teenager or a child, or, you know, until grown up, you know, until unfortunately, you know, he left us, you know. So, yeah, great stuff, man. I hope that you, everyone will stick around until 7 o'clock, you know, I'll be here. And Mr. Dan Lowndes. Lowndes, man, if you're listening to the show, I'll send you a text, right? I want to, sometime during the show, I'm going to play one of your tracks, because lovely music, you know, and also I mentioned to Alexander that I was going to play some Tarana, you know, Rob Tarana. But I'm so sorry. I thought I had it in my case here at the studio, but I don't seem to have it. I must be at home. So anyway, that's postponed, not canceled, postponed. So next week, I will definitely find it at home and bring it along, because Rob Tarana was a fantastic guy, and who made an album for the studio. It's called Seven Songs for Mauricio. I feel so privileged, man. No musician, you know, ever made anything about me, you know. So this guy was, you know, fantastic guy, Robert Tarana. Anyway, amigos, here we go with some more music. And, we're going to play a little bit of Blacks from the past, you know. Tonight I'm going to be playing quite a few stuff from the past, you know, because it's about time that we remember the past, you know. History should never, ever, ever be forgotten.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB. Ghetto and Blues from the refugee camp.
Oh, Maria, Maria. Story growing up in Spanish Harlem. She living the life just like a movie star. Oh, Maria, Maria.
Hey, yo, Maria.
She fell in love in East LA to the sound of the guitar. Yeah, yeah. Played by Carlos Santana. Stop the looting, stop the shooting, pickpocketing on the corner.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
As the rich is getting richer, the poor is getting poorer.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
Me and Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better.
Oh, yeah.
In my mailbox is an eviction letter. Somebody to judge and see you later.
Mama Chola, ahora vengo, Mama Chola.
East Coast.
Ahora vengo, Mama Chola, Mama Chola. Ahora vengo.
Maria,
West Coast.
Maria, she remind me of a West Side Story. Growing up in Spanish Harlem, she living the life just like a movie star. Carlos Santana.
said a la favela, local looters. The streets are getting hotter. There is no water to put out the fire. Mi contar esperanza. See me and Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better. Then I look up in the sky, hoping that there's a paradise.
Ahora vengo, mamá chola, mamá chola. Ahora vengo, mamá chola.
Southside.
Ahora vengo, mamá chola, mamá chola. Ahora vengo, mamá chola.
Worldwide.
Ahora vengo, mamá chola, mamá chola. Ahora vengo, mamá chola.
Open up your eyes,
Maria, you know you're my lover. When the wind blows, I can feel you through the weather, and even when we are apart.
Friends, I've got a surprise for you right now. You know, the music scene in Sheffield is so great. You know, and still going. When I came to England, I came to live in Sheffield, and I found out that a few places where there was live music, you know, and this is I'm talking 1975. I arrived in England, but I lived in London for a month. So I came to Sheffield in 1976, January 76, man. Right. So settling down, you know, and somebody said to me, you know, would you like to go and see a live band? And I said, oh, God, man, how much would that cost? Because in Chile, if you wanted to see live bands there, you had to pay. You know, unless you went to a folk corner, folk bar, the folk music was free. You know, but all the North American style influence or the rock and stuff, because it was kind of exclusive then. You know, it was just coming into the country, that kind of influence. So they were charging you at the door, you know, a couple of quid or something. You know, not much. You know, but being a young teenager, you know, who's got that money to pay to go and see a band? So, yeah. So when I came to England, my friend said to me, no, man, it's free, let's go. You know, I was underage, you know, I was only 17, so I could not actually go in a pub. But this friend of mine, I'm not going to name him because he might get done, you know, after all the years, you know, the investigations, and you know, bringing minors into the pub. I wouldn't put it past this system right now, you know, anyway. So anyway, yeah, I went to the first time I saw a live band was at Broadfield, the Broadfield pub, you know, on Abbey Road. And because the Broadfield, as you go in, you know, on the left-hand side, this just a room for, drinkers and in those times it was just drinking, you know. On the right-hand side entry, there was a little stage there where the music was, the bands were playing. And we sat down, man, and I remember that my friend brought me a pint of cider, you know. I went, what's this, man? He said, oh, it's cider, you know. He said, I didn't dare buy you, you know, like a pint, you know, because that's like, underage, you know, if you get caught. Anyway, excuses, man. Anyway, the cider was about, I think it was a woodpecker cider. We're pretty sweet, you know, and I went, oh, my God, it's like drinking zero, you know. So anyway, I thought, well, what the hell? I just come to see the band, you know. And these guys come along, man. And, whoa, man, I was so happy, man. I'm so excited. I thought, wow, man. So from then on, you know, this is a little short story. From then on, when I could go out with other people and started meeting people, I met people in the pub as well, blah, blah, blah. So they started taking me around the city, you know, to see all these live bands everywhere. So it was fantastic. So for years and years and years and years, me and my compadre Sergio, you know, we used to go to all these gigs, you know, local gigs, you know, pubs, bars, and everywhere where there's live music. Because we loved live music. Well, I do. I love live music. You know, I don't like this thing that's not life. I'm not going to say anything else, right? Anyway, because there are so many good, beautiful musicians in Sheffield, fantastic musicians, and people who don't really want to be big stars, you know, and all that stuff, you know, because when I came to Sheffield, I found out that Joe Cocker was from Sheffield. I went, wow, man. And I used to live around the corner from where his, I think, grandma or mom, I can't remember exactly. I used to live on Victoria Road, you know, and off Ecclesall Road. And I think Collegiate Crescent Square, where his grandma used. Anyway, he used to drink at the Porta Cottage. When I found out that he used to drink at the Porta Cottage, that was my local man, even though obviously Joe wasn't there. But anyway, just the feeling that a famous guy, you know, who I admire so much, you know, used to drink there, that was good enough for me. Anyway, I want to play you a couple of tracks, actually, you know, because I really do admire this guy, you know, my friend. He's called Danny Lowndes. I still cannot pronounce his surname properly. I don't know if he's all right. Lowndes. Okay, never mind, because he can produce some really, really good stuff, you know. And this guy is like, you know, I love Django Reinhardt. So this guy reminds me of him so much. But It's just good, man. It's just as good as him. So here we go, man. This is Danny playing. I'm playing a track from his album. His album. Let me see the name. It's called Demonstration Number One. I don't know if the name of the album, right? And so the first song is "Old Lady Be Good." And I want to play two tracks. The first and second one from the album. Honeysuckle Rose, man. Two good tracks that I chose to play for you guys. This is music from a musician from Sheffield, right? This is how beautiful Sheffield is, man. It's got a good variety of musicians, you know, from all styles, you know. And this is one of them, and he does it so well, man. Here we go. Wow. If you're listening to this, I'm so sorry about the two little jumps, you know, on the CD, man. But anyway, I want your forgiveness, man. And next time we meet each other, I'll buy you a pint. Sorry about that, brother. You know, it's just that I'm an old man, you know, and I forget my CD cleaners, you know, and I also forget them. And I've got like a little piece of cloth here that I do the cleaning with, and I don't think it's working very well. Anyway, compadre, there you are. You see people out there, you know, see how beautiful music is, you know. Music is the soul of our existence, you know, because without music, you know, such type of music like this beauty, how can we be, you know, live happy and enjoy life, you know? We look forward to being happy all the time. So therefore, music is there. Music is the answer, you know. Always music. It's supposed to be a positive message, you know, towards the people. And through all the music, you know, you get to know a lot of things, you know, about human beings, you know, about nature, about, you know, what's going on around. Because music should be like a message of love to everyone. You know, no hatred, no. Hatred can be done separately, you know, whatever you want to do. If you want to be hateful, you know, that's your job. And the more hateful you are, the more sad you become. So, you know, you have to think about that. Don't hate. If you dislike things, you know, obviously we all dislike a lot of things, you know, but to get to the point in which you say, oh, I hate this. No. It's not just thing, you know, it's hate. Hate is only for malice. Malice, and that malice grows in your heart too, in your soul. So be aware, brothers and sisters. And here we go, some more music for you guys, you know, and I know that you're going to like this time because it's from the album Kill Bill 2, man, and it's Robert Rodriguez, the producer of Kill Bill 2, and because him and Quentin Tarantino, they work together, so this one is by Robert Rodriguez, and this is his band called El Chingon, all the way from Mexico.
Ojos tienes debajo de esas dos cejas, debajo de esas dos cejas, qué bonitos ojos tienes. Ellos me quieren mirar, pero si tú no los dejas, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera parpadear. Malagueña, salerosa. Besar tus labios quisiera, malagueña salerosa, y decirte, niña hermosa. desprecias. Yo te concedo razón, yo te concedo razón, si por pobre me desprecias. Yo no te ofrezco riquezas, te ofrezco mi corazón, te ofrezco mi corazón a cambio de mi pobreza. Malagueña, salerosa, besar tus labios quisiera, besar tus labios quisiera, malagueña salerosa, y decirte, niña hermosa.
Canción. Me gusta tomar mis copas, aguardiente es lo mejor. También el tequila blanco con su sal le da sabor.
Ay, 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 ay,
ay, ay, mi amor.
Ay, mi morena de mi corazón.
Ay, 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 ay,
ay, ay, mi amor.
Ay, mi morena de mi corazón.
Wow, man, that was, whoa. You know, this is to show you guys, you know, the talent, you know, in the Latin America, you know, for, about the guitar, you know. You know, when the Spanish went over there to invade our continent, you know, and they did a lot of really, really silly stuff, you know, that's what the colonizers do. Anyway, yeah, but they brought the guitar, you know, and... The Latin American musicians, you know, they mastered the guitar, the art of playing the guitar. So every time you hear these folky songs from Latin America, the show is going to be, a guitar playing, you know, guitar. Wow, man, they're fantastic. So, yeah, we it's like when the Yankees, you know, they left Cuba. They all left, you know, but they left Coca-Cola because the Cuba Libre without Coca-Cola is not Cuba Libre, because the Coca-Cola was originally made with that American poison, the Coca-Cola, yeah, oh, wow. So people like go addicted to that stuff, you know, so therefore, okay, Americans, you can go, come on, get your bags and get out of here, you know, leave us alone, man, because now we're going to control ourselves, man, you know. So they left Coca-Cola. And they left some cars. Oh, yeah. You see the cars, you know? Some cars are used as taxis, you know, public transport. Those cars, when they were brought into Cuba, you know, by the gangsters and all the mafia people that used to hang around Cuba, because Cuba was the nest of gangsters, you know, before the revolution. And maybe that is the reason why the revolution took place, you know, because there was so much crime, exploitation, you know, the drug smuggling, and it was a horrible thing. Anyway, these guys, they left, you know, they left Coca-Cola, and they left, I don't know if now they still sell Coca-Cola from the United States, you know, because the trade is not going, right? Well, the boycott, the blockade, you know, and the Americans, oh, yeah, we're never very happy with these people, you know. So they little piece of land in the middle of the Caribbean, man, and they're scared of them, and because they know that socialism, if it expands, it will conquer the world. If it expands properly, that is, because there are so many people there, you know, who actually use socialism for their own purposes, for their own gains, you know, and that is why it's spoiling the type of, you know, the idea of socialism. Right. Anyway, another day we'll go into that, those details. And guitar play. I was talking about guitar. Yes. So anyway, here we go with another example of guitar playing. You know, this is the intro that this has. It's cool stuff. You know, cool stuff.
Corrientes, se siente la sensación de estar viviendo en el cielo con una dulce mujer que nadie pudo igualarla. Verdores del saucedal que el agua va acariciando, allá pasa un pescador que va en la pupa bugando y canta mi corazón porque no existe en el mundo una fortuna mayor que estar volviendo esos pagos. Y pienso, ya amigo, qué linda es la vida, qué linda es mi tierra y mi gente también. Y pienso en el Sushi, en Claudia y el Carlos y el Pela o Lescano, que no olvidaré. Amigos del alma que alegran la vida y me dan las fuerzas para no aflojar y gritarle al mundo en un malabar. Entre Riano, ciudad de la paz. Cuando salgo a recorrer esos ríos de mi tierra, suelo llorar sin querer por la belleza que encierra. Me embarga una honda emoción por ese amor a mi tierra. Y si encuentro una mujer, soy como el indio en la guerra. Con el caballo cuateo viene el Linares Cardoso, nadando hasta el Paraná. Cuando lo veo pasar de arriba de la barranca, suelo chiflarle de más para que me lleven a casa. Y pienso, ya amigo, qué linda es la vida, qué linda es mi tierra y mi gente también. Y pienso en el sushi, en Claudia y el Carlos y el pelo lejano que no olvidaré. Amigos del alma que alegran la vida y me dan las fuerzas para no aflojar y gritarle al mundo en un malabar para esa entrerriana ciudad de la paz.
Que tengo un jardín en flor en pleno invierno, unas manos vacías si no están en tu cuerpo, una boca sombría si la tuya es la mía sumergida. Pero no me pidas que te dé la luna, porque no la tengo cuando estoy a oscuras. Quitársela, el cielo no tiene perdón. Y no te amo, amo menos si te, no te amo menos si te, no, si no, si te di.
Camarón de la isla.
Oh, se quite el mantón. Te quite el mantón, que a ti te la dijo mi madre, también te lo dijo yo. Soy esclavo de tu falso, que ni me queman por dentro. Eres mi rosa, mi sueño, por eso te llamo, tú eres mi consuelo. Samusto otro busito, vengo najando la catarata.